This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
Trends in modern farming from the point of view of the American family farmer, doing research, trying to bring you examples of successful farm operations and strategies. That's what the idea is here behind our weekly visit together, the American family farmer. I am one of those people. In addition to being a broadcaster, I am a family dairy person, dairymen. Some people refer to us as dairymen. I'm interested at the moment in growing good quality Jersey heifer replacements, and so that's my focus on my farm. I encounter the same things in my farm as do you and others. As you listen to this, hopefully you find something worthwhile. Send me an email if there's a topic or an idea that you'd like me to discuss here on the American Family Farmer. It's Doug at DougStephan, StephanN.com. Here's a response to something we were talking about in the last couple of weeks on the American Family Farmer, which is, by the way, not only devoted to the family farmer and the businesses that are run by families in the agricultural sector, but also the locavore movement, people who use and buy our products, are concerned about how we progress because it's good for them. The healthy food revolution that's going on in our country is one of the sustaining ways that we can keep the farms going in the face of all of the focus. I was looking at one of the blogs yesterday. This particular blogger always, he used to be the PR guy for Monsanto, so I understand where he's coming from. He's a guy who worked in the Bill Clinton administration. Good guy, smart, but his one-sidedness is troubling. Maybe people say that I'm one-sided when it comes to these sorts of things. I don't like forced routines that come from people like Monsanto. I like open pollinated seed. And it doesn't make any difference what kind of seed. We're not talking about necessarily just vegetables. The same thing can be said for things that are used for cover crops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I actually want to get into that. I'm going to communicate one of the emails that I got in the last week or so at some point during the course of the program. But I want to get to Mitch Hunter, who's here. Mitch is a PhD candidate at Penn State. He is in the field of agronomy. He's working with Dr. David Mortensen to develop ecologically sound farming systems that are productive, economical, and workable for today's modern farmer. His research focuses on using cover crops to improve cropping productivity and sustainability. So this is something I've always had an interest in because I don't think I've ever done it right. So Mitch Hunter, thank you for joining me and us here on the American Family Farmer. Are you a farm guy?
Hi, Doug. Yeah, so I'm a kind of a hybrid farm guy. When I was born, my parents were farming full time in Illinois, and they were on a pretty conventional family farm for that era in the mid '80s. So they had, crops, mostly corn, soybeans, and a diversity of livestock, both cattle and hogs. And my dad farmed with his dad and had grown up there, gone off to college, and then come back. So they did that only for about a year and a half, though, after I was born. And then, mid-'80s wasn't the best time to be a farmer, and so we, as a family, moved up to Minnesota. And I didn't live on a farm there. We lived in the suburbs, but I always got to go back to Grandma and Grandpa's farm in Illinois and got those farm experiences at Grandpa's side pretty much. And as I got older, I would spend more and more time there. So that is in my background. And then I was lucky in my first 2 years of college to be at a school on the working ranch in Eastern California. So there I got to learn the horsemanship side of things and much more about working with cattle and managing the landscape as well. And I worked on a couple other places since then. And then, to my great delight, my parents have gone back to farming in southeast Minnesota. So I still get to go home to a farm at Christmas, which is really nice.
Yeah, there's nothing like being. I didn't grow up. My parents were not farmers, nor from the farm. But because of circumstances that a part of my growing up, I was allowed to spend most of my important years as a kid on four different farms that are in the neighborhood where I still live. In fact, I've owned all of them at some point in my adult life, and I still own two of the four where I worked. And it's a very important thing. Not only to have that reference and that experience, but to, in my estimation, trying to save these farms, as has become a cause celeb for me. And I know it has been for a lot of other families. That's not why we're here today. One of the things that you're doing your research on is how to produce more food, because I think, whether you've heard me or not before, one of my pet focus, the focus field, if you will, of this program is what we're doing to better utilize the land, but to respect the land, which is, I don't think using chemicals is a respect for the land. And how do we not only produce enough for ourselves, we're considered the breadbasket of the world. But if we keep going the way we're going, whether it's land use policies, stupid taxation policies on the part of the government, the incursion from cheap farming that comes outside of the country, all of these things will keep us from not only, again, being the breadbasket, we're not going to be able to feed our own population with things the way they are if they are to continue. I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but it would seem that some of your research is aimed at making the soil better and thus the focus on cover crops, yes?
Absolutely. Yep. You know, I think we've been in a situation for a long time where the major focus is on producing a lot of food and producing it cheaply. Yeah. And I understand, you know, that motivation. People don't want to spend too much of their paycheck when they get to the grocery store, and that allows them to afford other things in their life. But I think what we've seen is that, you know, the approaches we've taken so far leave something to be desired, and we see that in, you know, the amount of sediment leaving farmland every year, the nutrients that end up in the waterways, the impacts on the climate that we have, and the helpfulness of the food that people are able to buy. So I think we need to start thinking about all of those things at once, and I believe that if we do that, we can improve our soils, and we can, you know, make sure that for decades and generations to come, you know, we're able to provide healthy food and abundant food to keep Americans fed. And you're right that we are, to some degree, a breadbasket for the world. I think as the rest of the world develops and grows in population, our role will be more to help them figure out healthy, sustainable systems that they can use to feed their own population. I'm not anti-trade. I'm sure trade will be a big part of it, but ultimately, homegrown is going to be the easiest and probably the most sustainable and affordable solution in most parts of the world.
All right, so we'll talk some more about your research and the practicality of doing it the way you're suggesting that it be done, or what the results of your research are, more importantly, so I don't draw a conclusion until we get there. I want to make sure that we have all the makings of sustainable and that word's overused. Sustainability, in my mind, means that we keep the farms going. That's really what and keeps them going in a way that we're not depleting the value of the soil, and that's something that's happening. And yeah, you've talked about the erosion. My God, look at the floods in California here in the last month or so, and what that's washed away just in that area where the dam was. Never mind, you can go back a dozen years to the wash down on the Mississippi with all those spring storms that happened there. Where's that go? You could set a trawler and an excavator at the mouth of the Mississippi River running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from now until the end of time, and you wouldn't get all the soil out of the basin at the bottom of the Mississippi River. When I say the bottom, I'm talking about the end where the river dumps into the Gulf of Mexico. It's just amazing. And some people think that's because we're being irresponsible in how we take care of the soil. So we'll find out whether Mitch agrees with that or not. Mitch Hunter is here, is a candidate at Penn State for a PhD in studying cover crops, how they help to improve the value of your soil. 16 past the hour. Let me help you do something else. On the American Family Farmer, a focus on who your hire is going to be. You may be wrapped up in some of the discussion about immigration and how you're going to, whether you hire one person, 10 people, or 100 people, how you're going to find the right people for jobs for the summer as the growing season rapidly comes into focus. If I'm going to be honest and true, I will suggest to you that there is a website, ziprecruiter.com, where you can post your job to a couple of hundred job sites, social media networks, that sort of thing. And this is for any industry, farming, anything related to farming, you name it, they'll help you. ziprecruiter.com/DJV. Just do that. Go there. Put the description is, whatever it is for the job that you're looking for, the person that you want, and use the facility free, courtesy of me and the deal that I put together with ZipRecruiter, so you could go there first time and use ZipRecruiter without having to pay for it. So post your job, whatever ag job you have, at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get the best results and the best people. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Napa Know-How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Want the look of hardwood, but not the worry of water? Get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, up to 34% off, at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Sale. Choose from more than 60 varieties of Woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and new Click Ceramic Plank. And get new Dream Home X2O highly water-resistant laminate at introductory prices. More from 69 cents and special financing. Bring on the spring showers. We've got you covered with incredible deals on waterproof floors and more at the Spring Flooring Sale at Lumber Liquidators.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, we have 19 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Mitch Hunter from the University of, University of Pennsylvania. It's Penn State, actually, and I know that it's going to a no man's land when you confuse the two of those. It's like Ohio State University versus some of the other schools that have Ohio in them. You don't do that. Where in Illinois are you from, by the way? I have family from Illinois.
Yeah, where I was born and just lived there for a couple of years was near Galesburg, actually a little town called Alexis.
Is that south-central Illinois?
It's actually kind of in the west-central near the Quad Cities.
Oh, okay, so it's up in the, all right, yeah. That's all that area is great farming area. My mother came from a little town in southern Illinois near Bellevue called Ashley. I used to love to go. I think because farming when I was a kid was more personal than it is now. And I say that because it's so mechanical and we're so focused on now getting more and doing less. It sort of spoils the the farm world for me. So we'll talk about that as we continue here. 21 after on the AFF.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
First generation of conversation about how the American family farm works in a way that I hope is unique, and there's a time for us to be pensive, to think about what we have going on and what we want to have going on in terms of our family and food supply, the family farm and the food supply. Mitch Hunter is a candidate for a PhD at Penn State studying agriculture and the ecology. And so his work is on cover crops. I have used barley, I've used rye, I've used oats, I've used all kinds of things. And I don't know that I ever really thought I was doing what I was told I was doing, that is adding nitrogen. Is there another reason to use things, another reason to put a different kind of cover crop on than just what the nitrogen content would be when you plow it in the spring?
Oh, yeah. There are so many reasons to use cover crops. And the ones that you listed are good. They're all grasses. And so they're good at certain things. And then other plant families are going to be good at different things. So the grasses are best for scavenging, taking up whatever extra nitrogen is in your soil when you plant them. So let's say they come in after a summer grain crop of some kind, or they come in after a sod. There's going to be some extra nitrogen in the soil that, if you don't have something there to take it up, could very easily be leached out.
You mean over the course of the winter, you're saying? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah,
over the course of the winter?
Mm-hmm. Over the course of the winter, if you leave it fallow for a little while, there's nitrogen in the soil, even if you haven't applied fertilizer recently, because there's organic matter that's breaking down and
right.
Microbes that are working. So if it's raining, you're losing nitrogen, basically, unless you have something growing there. So those grasses can do a great job covering the soil, first of all, protecting it from the rain so you don't get erosion. And then they're also like a big sponge soaking up all the nitrogen that's in the soil and keeping it from leaching out the bottom.
So this is a, thinking about it this way, what you put back into the soil, this is what I've harped on this over and over again, because I don't think fertilizers do anything for the soil. They help the plant. They don't help the soil. I happen to be a dairy guy, so I have this witch's brew that I put on
stuff where I'm planting my own open pollinated corn seed for silage. It's a combination of cow manure, horse manure, chicken manure, and pig manure if I can get it. And, you know, I mean, I've had the soil tested. I'm trying to find some lime, but to be able to afford the amount of lime that it takes to neutralize the soil, that's another thing. Are you addressing that sort of thing as you look at what cover crops are needed to save the land, what the expense is of doing it?
Absolutely, yeah. They are expensive, or they can be expensive, and so trying to make sense of the economics is one of the things we're looking at. One of the ways that you can make them pay in the short term is by using plants from the legume family. So clovers, peas, vetches, that kind of thing. Those plants have a special ability to take nitrogen out of the air and put it in the soil in a way that plants can access it. Grasses can't do that, brassicas can't do that, but the legumes can. And so if you grow a big enough stand of one of those legumes and till that into the soil, it's essentially a direct replacement for nitrogen fertilizer or for that witch's brew that you're talking about, of manures. So if you're shelling out cash for fertilizer, you know, you might be able to save some of that money, at least on the nitrogen side, by planting a leguminous cover crop. Now, I think the biggest benefit of cover cropping is going to be over the long term, where you can take your soil and improve infiltration rates, improve aggregation and tilt.
Let's hold that thought. Let's come back to that.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Farming is the focus, and what happens to the generations? What are they producing? Who's buying it? What are we paying? All of that good stuff. Part of the focus here on the American Family Farmer is dealing with problems that are solvable. I'm not going to tell you they're all easily solvable, but they are solvable. Solutions-oriented conversation. Doug Steffen here with Mitch Hunter, a student at Penn State University, focusing on how to improve the system, productivity, sustainability, all that good stuff, because we know if we continue the way we're going, we're not going to be able to produce enough food for ourselves and for many others. I'm reminded of something that I read, Mitch, on a plane ride from Salt Lake City, too. I can't remember where it was, Salt Lake City, Los Angeles. There was a focus on productivity and how we need to keep this. Actually, it came from former Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack, who was writing about how to do some of the things that you're addressing in a different way. And there are a lot of people who say that without Monsanto and Dow and Bayer and DuPont, that we're not going to be able to produce enough food, and that we are producing now thanks to Monsanto and their chemicals and things that they've added to the mix, that we're making much more food, or we're growing much more food, and the world's better off for it. I don't happen to agree with that. I don't think there's anything that comes out of Monsanto that I want to put on my farm in the soil there, but that's me and what I think I know. Do we need to have all these chemicals and the focus on, I mean, we do want to grow more, we're saying that, but do we want to grow quality? And is there an argument even about the quality? I know some people tell me, get really angry at me because I take the position I do on Monsanto and the other chemical giants. Am I on the right path or the wrong path?
Oh, man, that's a complicated question.
Aren't you glad I asked?
Yes, I am. I mean, I think we need to grapple with this and really think more about it, because the situation or the system that we have now does have its benefits. You know, Americans spend about 10% of their paycheck on food. And, you know, people like that. A lot of people who have the option, who go to a grocery store where you could buy an organic alternative, they choose not to. and it's more expensive, or they're just not familiar with what that means. But in a lot of cases, it's really the money. So getting from...
It's not their health. They're not thinking about their health, family's health. They're thinking about the amount of money it costs, and that's all they're thinking about.
Right. And sometimes when they barely have the gas money to get to the store, you can't blame them.
No, I don't criticize them for that. No, I just like to have their value system challenged, because there are ways of getting quality food that don't mean you have to spend as much money as you're talking about, and I'm sure you found that in your research as well. It isn't always just about money. It doesn't always just require money. It requires planning and thinking, okay, why do I need to go to McDonald's when I can buy an equivalent amount of really good food and fix it at home? That kind of stuff.
Absolutely. I think we need to get out of the whole dichotomy between, okay, we can have cheap, conventionally grown food, or we can have expensive organic food. Neither one of those is the solution that we want. I think what we want is a more diverse diet, a diet that brings with it less exposure to chemicals. You know, you can argue about each individual one, and I'm not an epidemiologist. I don't know. I can't speak authoritatively about the health effects of chemical exposure, but I think that on the whole, the evidence is pretty clear that we're better off without it than with it. So we need to figure out a new set of trade-offs where maybe the diets that we have change a bit, maybe the way we prepare food, like you're saying, prepare it at home, and that can help deal with some of the cost issues. And then we can get away from the pesticide exposures that we are subjected to currently, while still supporting a system that keeps farms profitable, and that hopefully can do a better job of stewarding natural resources.
Well, I think that we have to come to some agreement, and maybe we do it through understanding your research. You've published some research in bioscience that suggests that production needs to increase by as much as 70% by the year 2050 to meet the food demands. Can we do that without, I mean, we have a certain limited amount of land, although I look at states like New York State, which was once a thriving dairy state, and now it's a wasteland. The farmers, they're going fallow and being bought by lots of people from the city who want to say they have a farm, and that's cool. But the amount of waste in terms of the land there because of stupid government policy that's driven farmers, dairy farmers, especially out of business, this is unacceptable. And yet we don't seem to have any real leadership that brings us. We hear farmers crying as a constituency, but there aren't enough of them to make enough noise so that people really are paying attention to the ridiculousness and the death tax, the way that we, EPA or other organizations at governmental, whether they're state or federal, don't really understand what the farmers are doing. They claim to, and as a result, they overregulate. We've got all those problems to deal with as well, which isn't what your research is about, but I'm sure you run into those bumps as you're doing, as you're looking from one side of this to the other, do they not?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the vexing but also interesting thing about agriculture is just that it touches on pretty much every part of society. And so what I say is, you know, we need to get to a place where we value agriculture and all the contributions it makes appropriately, and where we take a hard-nosed look at some of the downsides and start to address those too. So we need to make, you know, I agree, losing farmland to development is about the most antithetical thing that you can have to sustainable agriculture. The less land that we have to work with, the tougher it's going to be to get the job done on what's left. So that's a critical issue that I don't think gets talked about enough in this broader conversation. But I'd also say that, you know, when thinking about what we need to do as society for agriculture as a sector in the next 35 years or so before 2050, we have a lot of work to do. We do need most likely to produce quite a bit more food. You know, we can reduce the amount we need with things like addressing food waste, which is a really critical issue. And by making sure that we're using what we grow as efficiently as we can, and that might mean feeding more of that to human beings and less of it to animals. But there are things that we can do to ultimately adjust the amount of food that we need, but ultimately we need a lot, and we can't sustain the levels of soil loss and the levels of environmental impacts like water pollution coming out of farms that we currently see. So what we need to do is take a hard look at both of those goals and come up with new systems that can address them both.
You know, it's interesting. I've been through an experience this week that has some relevance here. I had a test on my heart done, and even though I have a wonderfully healthy lifestyle and I've lived a healthy life and I'm very healthy, I still, you know, we all have little things that we need to address. And one of them I found in my heart evaluation was I'm not getting enough protein because I don't eat meat. I don't care. I raise Jersey cattle. They're my friends, and I don't eat my friends. So I haven't eaten meat most of my life. And as a result, there are muscles in my heart that aren't as strong as they ought to be because I don't get enough protein. So if I were to do what several doctors have told me, I need to eat more meat. Well, I'm not going to eat the meat because that's just not what I want to do. But as you talk about, one of the things you're suggesting in a subtle way here is what has been said in a not-so-subtle way by many people who are concerned about the environment. There's too much methane gas from cattle. We're raising cattle, and we cost a lot of money for the food that they eat and the water they consume and then all the gas, and why are we doing it? But health-wise, mankind has not found a better protein than that which comes with meat. So I'm exhausting other areas, legumes and eggs and things that I don't really like either. And so, but we have to, if we want to have good heart health, we have to address that. It's sort of a conundrum. When you're doing your research, you must run into all kinds of different things that make you think, my God, is this ever really, can we solve these problems?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It gets very complicated. And I actually love eating meat. And, you know, to confront the idea that maybe for the sake of being able to feed everyone and for the sake of the environment, I need to eat a little less. That's hard for me. That's really hard. And, you know, I try to do the legume thing too and do eggs as well. And so there are alternatives that I can do, but ultimately, if I want to have a nice meal with my family or friends, I want there to be meat there.
Yeah,
so there's cultural issues that you have to address, and and I agree that, you know, from both for protein and for certain vitamins and minerals, meat is an excellent source. So I think we need to look at what meat animals do well and what they don't do as well. So what they can do well, especially ruminants, is take grasses, stemmy things, plants that are grown on more marginal lands, and turn that into high quality protein that is delicious and good for you. And, you know, other types of animals like chickens and hogs can take grain and turn it pretty efficiently into meat as well. So if we use animals in the way that they're most efficient and then kind of calibrate that to the amount of meat that we need in our diet to be healthy, I think that's at least the beginning of a move towards a system that will work a little bit better.
Right. All right, we continue a few more moments with Mitch Hutter here as we double down food production ideas on the American Family Farmer.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you seen a new gas can lately? I'm talking about the kind you use to fill a lawnmower, chainsaw, leaf blower, or any small engine. All gas cans sold in the United States now are missing something that they've had for decades, a vent. That's right. A little vent on the opposite side of the can from the spout has always made it easier to pour gas, but not anymore. And because not having that vent makes it harder to fill a gas tank, it's causing a lot of people to, well, vent about it. A few years ago, the Environmental Protection Agency developed new regulations for gas cans to reduce spillage and eliminate vapors. To conform, gas can manufacturers had to eliminate the vent.
Problem is, many consumers think the new cans are so hard to use, they wind up spilling more gas than before. Let's be fair. This isn't the first time a well-meaning government regulation has backfired. If you know of a similar story, tell us about it. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with an update on a situation that we hear more and more about. That's a focus on farm pollution. Des Moines Water Works CEO Bill Stowe says that Big Ag is trying to destroy their water system. You know, there's a process involved in placing nitrogen in the soil. That it's usually liquid nitrogen. But people always blame the farmer. And so I'm going to tell you something that you may not know. Nitrogen is basically ammonia. And ammonia is used to wash clothes. Ammonia is used all over the place in cleaning. And we all know that there are plenty of corporations when they clean their, whatever their equipment is, if they're next to a river, they dump what's being cleaned, the dirty stuff, out into the river. So for people not to understand that in agriculture, yeah, if I were running a farm that used chemicals, I don't, my farm doesn't use chemicals, but if I did, I'd just buy, I'd buy 4 or 5 gallons of ammonia from the grocery store, and I'd stick it in to whatever other chemical fertilizers I was going to use, because it activates. It makes the and whatever other fertilizers we have, a little more, it's spicier, shall we say. So don't get sold a bill of goods by those who are politicians or otherwise that this is something that the farmer does. The farmer doesn't just do it. The farmer does do some of it. And the utilities are right in charging some of the farmers with abusing it. But the people that are cleaning their clothes with ammonia, or cleaning anything with ammonia, may be culpable as well. The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here, a few more minutes with Mitch Hunter, who's done a lot of research on how to get more food out of our efforts and out of the soil. So holding the nutrients in the field, important to do. What do we do about erosion, though? I mean, that's the... You somewhat critical of farmers and stuff, the land, the really good land. I think about my native state of Massachusetts and the Connecticut River Valley and how rich and wonderful the land is along there. And is there erosion sometimes? I suppose there is. But under the circumstances, there's too much blame going on here and not fixing. I don't like the blame game. Let's fix it and have us all buy into the fix. So I'm going to give you 60 seconds to fix everything.
Should be enough. So I think you're right. For me, as a scientist, the numbers just tell me where to go. And so being just willing to accept, hey, that's what the numbers say, even if they say there is a big problem here that we need to fix, that's part of being a problem solver, not part of blame. So that's the way I approach it. And so if the numbers say that we're still losing soil or that we're losing nutrients, I think we need to come up with solutions. And one of the big solutions, to come back to what we talked about before, is going to be cover cropping, or more broadly than that, keeping the soil covered with a living root 365 days a year, a living plant with living root system. That can make a big, be a big help, take us a lot of the way from where we are.
That's tillless planting, then, in a sense, isn't it? Tillerless planting?
So no-till can be beneficial. That can be good in some systems. It's difficult in others. It's very difficult in organic. There's research projects going on here at Penn State that have shown how hard that is. And what I think is we need to get beyond just do we till or do we not till. What do we have on the landscape, and where is it? So in that Connecticut River Valley, there's a whole lot of tributaries and there's a lot of river frontage farmland.
Got to keep our eye on it. All right, Mitch, thank you. Best of luck to you in your further pursuits. 10 before the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey.
All right, let's get some commentary, some provocative thinking going on here. Well, provocative is from the derivative provoke. So I'm pretty good at provoking people from time to time, as most of my colleagues will tell you. I'm not into comfort thinking. I'm into let's get off your butt thinking. And in my way, I suggest that there are a number of golden rules. What is the old expression? Those who have the gold make the rules. Let's see if I can follow that thread as it applies to farming in a moment here. This program brought to you in part by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Here's something great for the American family farmer or the people like the locavores that are using the things that we're talking about here, taking to heart our conversation. So take to heart this. This is heart healthy, by the way. American Heart Association says that these Tasty Lee tomatoes are the best on the vine, the best available, sweet, tangy, and they almost have a personality in their taste, if you will. I know that sounds kind of weird, but they do. They're very unique. Nothing better than juicy, fresh, Tasty Lee tomatoes, which you can get at your local grocery store, or you can order them in, if you will. Visit tasty-lee.com to order them. That's tasty with an I-lee.com for Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to the farm.
56 past the hour, I got a note from Mac Pruitt, who listens to this program, and he was interested in my take on spreading manure on my farm on Sunday. he refers to the golden rule, as I was talking about before, do unto others as they do unto you, suggesting that somebody ought to take manure and spread it in my front yard on a Sunday. You know what? I think that people have to understand, they don't have to, but it would be nice if they understood how much work it was to farm. It is 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, especially if you've got a dairy sign outside your door. I don't know whether this guy, he doesn't tell me whether he's a farmer or not. He is somebody who has farming, he's paying close attention to this program. That's for sure. He came up with a lot of different ideas about research, and he wanted to know whether I was doing farm tours on my farm, and I have done that, and I'm going to go back to doing it this year. A couple of years off, I didn't do that because I was trying to straighten out the farm, frankly. But anyway, he talked about organic farming and what it is. Is there a real difference? There is. There's not as much as there used to be, but there is a difference. And so I think one of the things that we keep in mind is what, as this gentleman that was on this says, what do we want to pay for the food that we're producing? Do we want to pay what it costs to come up with a quality gallon of milk or a quality dozen of eggs or a quality pound of meat? Do we want to pay for it? If we agree we do, then we won't have as much problem as if we don't. If we don't value food, I think he said we spend 10% of our income on our food, which is, yeah, okay, maybe that's the truth, but is it enough? And does it have to be measured that way? And do you think about how you prepare your food? Do you think about what you serve your family? Are you thinking, that's the question, are you thinking about what you are doing with your food dollar? I hope you are. He says, this gentleman, Mr. Pruitt, says he looks forward to the show on Sunday mornings, which is where it airs on a lot of radio stations that carry it. He says, I find it a good, decent way to spend part of the Lord's Day. And I did not take that offensively, sir. I appreciate your listening. I know that it's important and the animals and what goes on the farm is close to what God's all about, frankly, in my mind. So keep the cards and letters coming. Email suggestions and ideas to Doug@DougStephan.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.